227, שאמר רבי אליעזר, רב לזר סל, נדן משנה, ושוב יום אחד, לפני מיתתך, you have to do tshuva one day before you die. So the students asked him, כי אדם יודע מתי ימות, does a person know when he's going to die? אמר להם רבי אליעזר, רבי אליעזר תודה, לכן ישוב היום, therefore every day, you have to do tshuva. שם הימות מחר, ונמצא כל יום בתשובה, perhaps tomorrow one will die. You do tshuva every day, so all life, because it's, maybe it's the day before I'm dying, therefore a person, all his life will be in tshuva. נמצאנו למדים, comes out of this avot de Rabbi Natan that we just learned, from this measure, שאדם צריך לעשות בכל יום תשובה, a person has to do every day tshuva, because he doesn't know when he's going to die. Vadai, also Shabbat is included in these days that he won't know if it's the day before he's dying. לכן צריך לעשות התבודדות של חשבון נפש ווידוי ותשובה בכל יום ואפילו בשבת. Therefore, a person has to do התבודדות of חשבון נפש, that he goes through the day from his last התבודדות till now. He does תשובה, he does confession and everything. Every day, even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. You know what? Especially at Shabbos. What is Shabbos? What is Shabbos? Tshuva. Shabbat is also the Lashon of a Tshuva, to return to Hashem. Like Chazal said, anyone who fasts on Shabbos, they tear any decree that he has for 70 years. Not that he's supposed to go and fast on Shabbos, but sometimes it presents a situation that he has to fast on Shabbos. Yeah, like this year we're going to fast on Shabbos, right? Yom Kippur and Tanit Chalom. There's two, right? Two fasts that you can fast on Shabbos. Yom Kippur, like this year, I think it also comes out on Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos. And Tanit Chalom, if someone had a dream that's bothering him very much, he let it fast. Then he has to do another fast to his fast. Because he fasted on Shabbos. Yeah. Shabbat is the same letter as Teshuv, Teshuvah. Okay, of course, Shabbos, you have to more thank Hashem and stuff like that, more praise Hashem. Because he's Moshe Leim HaShabbos, Tov Lehodot Hashem. But also, do tshuva. By the way, Rav Arush said, if someone doesn't own a house yet in Yerushalayim, to daven on Shabbos to buy a house in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to. He said it's a spiritual thing. Another religious Jew will live in Yerushalayim, someone keeps Shabbos. It's a spiritual thing of building the Yerushalayim, building the Beis HaMikdash. Bring the Gula, so therefore you can daven for it on Shabbos.
Maybe is it connected to the Gemara which talks about when you can sign for a house?
Ah, Chaliot, that you can even sign for Shabbos, right? The Gemara says, Sadokan, Shabbanov. Chaliot.
They really could?
Yeah. If the situation is that if you don't do it, you're going to lose it, not Stam.
Can't call up again Shabbos today, I want to buy this house.
You can't call him on the phone.
Well, the Arab, it's
just
time to say,
the Arab wants
to sell
the
house
in Ukraine. Usually, yes, on Sunday will be okay.
Call your rabbi first.
Call your rabbi first. It's good confidence. Do you have
Me'acha?
You have the Shiloi?
I think so. Me'acha she'evenu kan edayin, it's Lisha, Shbo Nefesh, Yitbodedut. Since you brought here this fundamental Indian of doing Shbo Nefesh in the Yitbodedut, שזו העצה החיונית והכרחית ביותר ליהדות של האדם, and this is the most חיוני, אני אצא חיוני, אני אומר. חיוני, חיוני. Necessary. It's like necessary. Most necessary advice for a person's Judaism, and for his basic Yiras Shamayim of Yid, and he knows that there's Sachar and Onesh, נביא כאן מאמר נפלא מאת מורי ורבי רבי יהודה זאב לייבוביץ זצ"ל מתוך ספרו מלכת יהודה ובינג יום והיא עניין מאמר רבי יהודה זאב לייבוביץ זצ"ל דברים במסבוק מלכת יהודה דברים חוצבי להבות אש לעורר את ישראל לשוב בתשובה שלמה לאבי בשמיים very very powerful things to awaken to arouse עם ישראל to do תשובה and to return to Hashem. I'm reading now what Maran Achida wrote in his holy book on the Torah. Shemata Ma'arav HaKadosh Rabbi Chaim Vital, he found what he says here I'm passing it over from Avchaim Vital, the student of Arizal. He brings a ma'amar of Rabotenu in the Midrash. It says like this: Kshadam niftar min ha'olam, when a person departs this world, המלאכים המלווים לאדם מניחים הנשמה לאלף רבות נתיבות. The malachim, the angels that escort the man, they put the neshama in a place where there's thousands of ways, and more than thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of ways to go. וכולם נקראים מוקשי מוות דרכי שאול, and each path is called דרכי מוות, the ways of death. And דרכי שאול, they go ways that go way down. ובכל נתיב יש אוכלה, and each path is fire. Over there, שם מזיק דמות כלב, and over there there's a mazik over there. It looks like a dog. וכשהנפש רוצה להיכנס, when the soul wants to go into the path, to any path, הכלב צועק, the dog yells, barks.
What is a mazik?
Mazik, harm, someone who harms. Someone who harms is a mazik. A damager. ומלאכי חבלה והמזיקים תופסים הנפש וקולים אותה לגיהנום. And then, מלאכי חבלה, they grab the soul, the dog barks, and the מלאכי חבלה come, and they take the soul, and they put him in גיהנום. אז דוד המלך סיים בפסוק, הצילה מחרב נפשי, מיד כלב יחידתי. ובין אותם דרכים יש דרך אחד לשמור החיים. Amongst all these hundreds of thousands of paths, there's one path, which is called the path of life. שנאמר, it says, אור החיים למעלה, there's a way of path above. והוא גם כן חושך בתחילתו. And you can't know the difference, because it's also, it's dark in the beginning, like all the rest. ואחר כך כולו אור, but at the end, it's all light. שנאמר, it says, ואורך צדיקים, ואור נוגה הולך ואור עד נכון היום. There's light on the way of צדיקים. ושם מסביר העניין, over there explains this whole message that we just read, שהאדם צריך לתת לעצמו דין וחשבון בהתנהגות שלו עצמו. A person needs to judge himself how he acts in the world. ולשוב גם על המעשים הטובים שאתה מקיים. Do תשוב also on the good deeds that a person does. He go on תפילה ולימוד תורה וכדומה לזה. כן? A person daven, how did I daven? A person learned, how did I learn? To do תשובה on how he did. Even the biggest tzadikim, they do תשובה, רבי מסעד התורה ועב. הוא מביא הפסוק במשלי, brings the pasuk in the Mishnah, it says, יש דרך ישר לפני איש. There's a way, there's a path, which is straight in front of a person, looks like a good path. ואחריתה דרכי מוות. But at the end, it's the path of death. הוא מביא שם כמה דקדוקים על זה. וכותב, כאשר ישאלו לאיש על מעשה ודרכיו, when they'll ask a person about what he did in the world and the ways he went, אז חושב ואומר, so then he thinks and he says, ברוך השם, כי הייתי לומד, זה צדקה, I used to sit and learn in Kollel, or not in Kollel, I sat and learned every day something, I gave tzedakah, I woke up early in the morning to daven, every day I'm also working, and he looks like he's tahor be'enav, he looks like he's pure in his own eyes, ומאושר בעניינב, he looks like he's perfect, there's nothing else, he's great. That's what it says, that person thinks he's in the right path. But really at the end, דרכיתה דרכי מוות. They go at the end to the ways of path, the death path. On all the 100,000 paths, they go the path. Why? וכמה אבונות חטאים הקיפו עליו יחד, ומעט השייך לנו המצוות. So many sins are surrounding him. Fine, we know he's doing mitzvahs. A person gets reward for every single mitzvah he does. But so much avos he's done. Even the Torah he learned, שם המוות נתן בתוכה, וזר מעשהו. כי בלימודו ירדוף הקורא ויסבור ולא ידע וכתף מלוח עלי שיח וסלטו תהיה לך טעה. He's learning, he has bad thoughts, he's davening, and he's בכלל טוב גייבה, כי ליבו לא נכון עמו, because his heart is not with him, אשר הלך השכים ולשנות ילך בארץ. ודיבר דבר בעצם פרק היוצא, he spoke in the middle of davening, and he, during, let's say, he did business, he did it falsely, he did not, like we learned from the Kutah Lachod, not straight, not honest. ואחר כך מביא מאמר הגמרא, says in the Gemara Brachot, from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shevacha lifnei meto. He cried before he died. Why? Because he was afraid that maybe he's going to have to go to Gehenna. Why? Because a lot of the shamas will go up with him. And he was afraid that he might have to go with them to Gehenna. What does this mean? V'zein yana bedalchim lefanav. There's two ways. A straight way, we take you to Gan Eden. And a crooked way, we take you to Gehenna. That's David Amlech says, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת. אין רצוני לראות שחת אף בריאה בעלמא. צדינו החיים, אותו נתיב שנאמר לעבור חיים למעלה משכיל, שהוא דרך הישר לגנד לחיים. What's the point of all this? בעוונותינו הרבים ישנם עוד כאלו שחושבים שהם הזכאים, בעלי מדרגות. מסתבר שילך לגיהנום שעצמו חס שם, ולהוציא משם את הרשעים. Unfortunately, these people in this generation, they think, me? I'm going to go to Gehenna. I'm such a huge tzaddik, I'm going to go to Gehenna and take everyone out. That's what people think. The person always sees himself as he's not zakai. The Mishnah said, always see yourself as if you're chayav, not you're zakai. But there, when the neshama leaves the body, then it'll be clear for him that he's exactly where he's going. אז כן, אנחנו צריכים לתת לב ועצות לכל זה. We have to pay attention to give ourselves advice. What do I do? הוא יתרחק ראשית מכל אבלי העולם הזה וגרם, גרם, גרם. First of all, to go very far away from anything to do with this world or something that could connect you to this world or something that connects you to something that connects you to this world. Disconnect myself from the world. וכל מה זה אפשר להסתובב ולהסתובב בצדם של חמים תמידיהם. As much as I can to go with the Talmid Chachamim, into students of Talmid Chachamim, to be around them, into shuls, into Batei Midrash, and maybe it will be saved. Because when we go to the next world, it doesn't help if we do tshuva, it doesn't help if we regret. Therefore, we have to look through our ways and do tshuva. Chadesh Yamim V'Kedem. Which may be to tshuva from Ava, not to suffering, not to illnesses, rather b'chesed v'achamim, ken yiratzon, amen. What can I tell you?